Lord God, we thank you that you are the God who speaks and the God who leads. We pray that you'd help us to be a people listening to hear your voice and looking to follow after you. Would you speak to us this morning in our time together? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right, so the first thing I need is a bit of help. My parents are over from Belgium. They've come for New Year's, and so they brought me my two Christmas presents. As you can see, they're very generous. They've brought me this great big one. There's another little one there, which I'm not that bothered about, but I'm really excited about this big present. Can't wait to see what they've got me for Christmas, even though it's late. So what I need is some help. Now, I think because this one's so big, I need some kids to help me, but I'm going to need quite a few to come and help me lift it all together. So if there's anyone that's willing to come and help me lift this present, just come to the front. That would be great, because we've got this big one and we just need to wait a second to lift this. So Abby, come, you just want to stand over here. And Richard, great, I would need you to just to lift this one. Now guys, I don't know if you've ever been on a manual handling course, but what they teach you is that when you lift, you've got to lift from your knees, because I don't want to get any of you to get injured. I don't want to get in trouble with your parents. So I need you all to let's move this one out of the way so that you can all get to it. So do you want to come round it? And I think I'll help you as well. Matthew, you go at the front. Shall I go at the? I'll go here. Right, and we're gonna lift it on three. Okay, so just wait, and you need to. So I want to see all these legs bent. So I'm not wanting any hurt backs as we lift this present up. Okay, ready? One, two, three. Oh, hang on, it's really light. Nat, can you hold it on your own? Oh, what's it got in it? Rubbish. It's really. Oh, that's a bit disappointing. It's a really light box. I thought it was going to be something really exciting. Well, I'll open that later. I don't think it's going to be exciting enough to open. Richard, can you just lift that one up for me? Oh, that's a surprise. Because Richard's probably the strongest guy here. So don't give it to me. I'm loads weaker than you. I'll just drop it. Richard's the guy who works out. So that seriously, this must be the much more exciting one. Thanks a lot, guys. Give him a round of applause. Richard, I'll need your help to get that in the car later so I can open it over lunch, I think. Thanks so much for that. So we've got my two Christmas presents here that I'm very excited about. And so obviously that's kind of looking back to Christmas, but we're still celebrating Christmas, aren't we? The church still celebrates Christmas, and we don't rush away from celebrating Christmas because it's worth celebrating for a good amount of time. There's lots to celebrate and enjoy about Christmas, so we don't rush away from it. But seeing as we're here gathered together on New Year's Eve, and I'm sure lots of us will be doing things today to celebrate the new year starting tomorrow, I thought it would be worth us just spending a bit of time thinking about that this morning as well as thinking about these Christmas presents. So we're almost on to this new year, almost on to 2018. And the kind of classic thing is to make resolutions, isn't it, as we start a new year. The things that we want to do in 2018, or maybe more likely, the things we want to try and stop doing in 2018. Maybe that's more of the thing. I don't know if anyone else listens to Spotify. There's a picture here I listen. And Spotify keep trying to convince me that the thing I should do as my New Year's resolution is pay them money to stop listening to the adverts. I'm not sure that's going to kind of catch on as a key New Year's resolution to pay Spotify, whatever it is, $10 a month or something like that. I'll stick to the adverts and stick to being a tightwad, I think, on that one. But people do make resolutions, didn't they? And I came across a poll that the health company Bupa commissioned, got a pollsters to do, and they came up with this top 10. Now, I was wondering if anyone can guess any of the things that made it onto this list of the top 10 New Year's resolutions that are made. So has anyone got any ideas? Hands up for ideas of what sort of thing. Do you think the most common things are? What do you reckon, Nina? Lose weight. That's number two on the list. What was yours, Eric?
Get fit.
Exercise more comes at number one, so you've hit the nail on the head there. Andy, what?
Stop smoking.
Number nine. Yeah, excellent. We'll go along the line. Yeah. Stop drinking. Drink less alcohol is at number eight. Yeah. And another one. Sorry? Get up earlier. I should probably make that as one of mine, but it's not actually on the list. It didn't make the top 10. So we've just nailed quite a few of them. Let's see the full list. We've got quite a few already. What did we miss? Oh, that's quite hard to see, isn't it? So exercise more, lose weight, eat more healthily, take more active approach to health, learn a new skill or hobby. That's quite a nice one, isn't it? Spend more time on personal well-being, spend more time with family and friends, drink less, stop smoking, and then 1% was other things. So they're the what came out in this poll as the most common New Year's resolutions. And most of those things are totally fine, aren't they, things to do. And, you know, resolutions are okay. But what I want us to think about for a minute here this morning is dreams instead of resolutions. Because these resolutions, you know, lose weight or maybe like tidy that drawer in your house that you've been just leaving, but now you really can't find any batteries and you need to tidy that drawer. You know, that kind of thing. That's fine. But what about dreams? What about what could be this year? What could be in 2018? What could happen? What could God do in you and through you in 2018? If you were here 2 weeks ago, I spoke on Isaiah 61 and we were spending a bit of time, weren't we, reflecting and asking God to highlight to us a situation that he was calling for us to work and to seek to see unlocking and release in that situation in 2018, to see his power bring freedom in a situation. And these are the kind of dreams that I want to encourage us to be dreaming as we go into this new year, into 2018. And to dream these dreams for ourselves and for wider as well. So to dream for our church family here at St. Barnabas. And of course, as we stand at the beginning of this new year, we look into a year where we know that Eric's retiring, and do read his letter that he's written in the Outlook this month, kind of helping us to prepare as a church for this period of change and transition as that happens. So as a church, we're looking and praying for God to bring the right person to lead us forward, aren't we, into the new things that God has for this church and for this town. But as we pray and look to the forward, we're also looking to think, well, what's God going to do in us and through us in this year, in this in between time, in the time of waiting and praying and seeking for the new leader that's going to come and lead this church. We pray that God will continue to work among us and to work among us in new ways. But as he does that and as he brings change through us, be also changing us ourselves. And as he changes us, seeing change in our community, seeing people healed and restored, people saved, people brought into the life-changing knowledge of our relationship with Jesus Christ for the first time. We want to see that, don't we, as a church, this year, in 2018, whatever else is happening. That's what we're dreaming of. That's what we're here for as a church. So what I want to encourage us to do as we stand here as a church on the threshold of the new year is to dream of things that are bigger but actually aren't as heavy, if you get where I'm going with my presence. Things that are bigger but not as heavy. To dream of things that we can't achieve on our own, but that we need to God to work in us and work through us by his power. So, I kind of, you know, as an example of this, rather than thinking, I want to read my Bible more in 2018, which if we're not careful can become a kind of spiritual equivalent of, I really need to go to the gym more, and if I just try harder, I can achieve it and I can do it, and that'll be great to achieve that. How can we dream of something bigger but less heavy, less of a duty and a burden, something that's life-giving? So I'd love to read my Bible more in 2018, but I think I need to try and see it as part of a bigger dream, a desire to know and love God more in 2018, which inevitably will lead to wanting to get to know him through reading the Bible as part of that bigger dream, but a dream that's much less heavy, much less of a duty. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying we need to shy away from a challenge. I'm not saying all this stuff is going to be easy. Nobody said being a disciple, being a follower of Jesus was going to be easy. The gospel's demanding, isn't it? It requires us to give our all. It requires sacrifice. There are costs to being a Christian. And when God calls us into situations or calls us to a particular task, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy or it's going to be straightforward, plain sailing. But when we're seeking to do the things that are in line with God's purposes and plans for us and for his world, then we're in the right place. We're doing what we were made to do. We're living up to the new name that we're given by God as his followers, as his people. And that is a big calling, isn't it? We need to ask God to help us dream, to dream big, to think bigger. To ask him to lead us, to speak to us by his Holy Spirit. Because otherwise, I think it's likely that our own plans will be a bit small, a bit dull, and probably pretty heavy to carry. So let's have dreams for this year, but let's ask God to give us those dreams so that we're following in the direction that he's leading us and that we're dreaming bigger, beyond what we could achieve ourselves, and dreaming of things that will lead us and others into greater freedom and joy rather than duty and chains. Amen.